January 15, 2026. Welcome to the latest issue of Accessibility Tidbits. From toys to film festivals to real-world access, inclusion is getting real. This week's spotlight stories prove it. Innovators are building a disability podcast rooted in trust. Festivals like Reframe Film Festival are breaking down barriers so everyone can join the conversation, and self-advocates are pushing equality front and center. Representation hits the toy aisle with the first autistic Barbie designed with community input, while new support hubs are opening where families actually live and shop. Meanwhile, systemic gaps, from classrooms in Quebec to business strategy rooms that still lack accessibility product managers, show how much farther we've got to go. Add in debates over tube brand marketing that could confuse riders with disabilities, and you've got a powerful mix of progress and pushback that tells one clear story: access isn't optional, it's inevitable. Also in this issue, author rewrites the narrative on disability in debut novel. Who names Kingston University a global leader in disability-inclusive health research? The Right Not to Work, Power and Disability. New documentary Disposable Humanity shines spotlight on Nazi attacks on disabled people. Afghanistan, teenage artist with disability urges girls not to give up. Dive in for these stories and more. Happy reading. Building a disability podcast by building trust. Podcast power meets lived experience. Nothing about us, without us isn't just a slogan. It's the beating heart of a bold new disability podcast built on trust, time, and real conversations with the people who know the issues firsthand. From advocates shaping accessibility to leaders redefining inclusion, this series takes you behind the mic and into the voices too often missing from the conversation. Get ready to listen, learn, and be moved. Fun for every way you wander. Ann Arbor is proud to be destination verified for accessible travel by Will the World, giving you trusted information on where to stay, dine, and explore. That means whether you're craving a cozy cafe, inspired by vibrant arts, or exploring our charming neighborhoods, we've got the resources to help plan a trip tailored just for you. Accessible, welcoming, and always full of surprises, Ann Arbor has your wander covered. Reframe Film Festival welcomes everyone to join the conversation by striving for accessibility. Documentary Film Festival from January 30th to February 8th in downtown Peterborough and online continues to break down barriers including physical, sensory, financial, and more. Lansing Trampoline Park provides sensory-inclusive hours. Launch Lansing is known as the premier family entertainment destination in Greater Lansing. They have multiple connected trampolines featuring dodgeball, basketball, battle beams, launch pads and more. They also offer an escape room, laser tag arena, game arcade, and a full cafe. One unique feature is that on the first Wednesday of every month, they offer a special 2-hour, reduced pricing sensory-friendly jump. During this session, there are no special effects or lights, and noise-reducing headphones and sunglasses are available. Nothing about us without us. Self-advocacy key in disability movement seeking equality. Nothing about us without us isn't just a slogan, it's a movement. In a powerful new piece from WXXI News, self-advocates break down how people with disabilities are leading the charge for real equality, inclusion, and autonomy from accessible spaces and policy to dignity in everyday life. Their message: if decisions are being made about disabled lives, disabled voices must be in the room. Sensory-friendly fun at the South Florida Fair in the Palm Beaches. The South Florida Fair in West Palm Beach is now sensory-inclusive, thanks to a partnership with Culture City. Families with autism or sensory needs can enjoy the fair with extra support like trained staff, quiet rooms, and sensory bags equipped with headphones, fidget tools, and cue cards. With these resources in place, Everyone can join in the rides, shows, and exhibits with confidence. Visit on weekdays or Sunday mornings for lighter crowds and a calmer experience. Barbie Registered introduces the first autistic Barbie doll, championing representation for children through play. Barbie just leveled up inclusion. Mattel has unveiled its first ever autistic Barbie designed with input from the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network to reflect real-world sensory and communication experiences and give more kids a chance to see themselves in the toys they love. This isn't just another doll on the shelf, it's a statement about representation, play, and belonging. New Disability Support Hub opens at Annapolis Mall to help families access resources instantly. A mall just became a lifeline. A new disability support hub has opened inside Annapolis Mall in Maryland, U.S., a real-world, walk-in space where families can get help, resources, and support now, not later. With adaptive facilities and on-site staff ready to assist right away, this is community care where everyday life already happens. Your accessibility strategy is missing a product manager. Accessibility deserves a seat at the product table, not the backlog. Too many teams treat accessibility like a chore to tackle later, and results show it. Most orgs still miss major WCAG errors, even on homepages. This SD Times piece argues the real game changer is an accessibility product manager, someone who doesn't just tick boxes, but drives inclusion from strategy to roadmap, turning accessibility into innovation and real user value. Thousands of Quebec children with disabilities kept out of school due to lack of resources. When school doors stay closed, kids lose more than class time. In Quebec, thousands of children with disabilities are being kept out of the classroom because there simply aren't enough supports and resources to meet their needs. A break in services that is climbing year after year and sparking concern from families and advocates alike. Being a disabled child gave me the northern grit I need as an MP. Built for resilience, driven by lived experience. BBC profiles Marie Tidball, a British MP whose early life with a congenital disability forged the grit and insight she now brings to championing dignity, respect, and real opportunity for millions of disabled people. Her story isn't just inspirational, it's a reminder that representation matters at every level of power. Heineken 0.0 tube takeover prompts accessibility questions. Heineken 0.0 has partnered with Transport for London to temporarily rename parts of the Bakerloo line during Dry January. While the campaign promotes alcohol-free socializing, disability advocates have raised concerns about confusion and accessibility on the underground. Student increasing accessibility on campus through Enabling Accessibility Fund grant. Students are turning the campus into a launching pad for access. At Acadia University in Nova Scotia, Canada, a driven student tapped Canada's Enabling Accessibility Fund to bring assistive tech and adaptive gear to life, from an assistive tech lending library to gym equipment that lets everyone train with independence and dignity. This isn't just accessibility talk, it's an accessible reality. Looking for disability-friendly travel destinations: Arizona, the Grand Canyon State. Lansing, Michigan. Penticton, B.C. Friuli Venezia Giulia. Visit Lauderdale. The Palm Beaches. More travel deals, check out Accessible Geo. Want to know before you go? Check out AbleEyes.